What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the ABC Podcast. This is episode 6. We got the whole crew with us this time. Welcome back, Griff.
I'm back.
It's good to have you back. We missed you last week. We had Helly fill in, which was a great show. We had a great time. Yeah. But yeah, it's good to have you back. Hope everybody out there is enjoying week one opening of football. We in St. Louis are very bitter about it, but hope everybody else is having a good week out there with the football happening back in action. So it's been a week, guys. How are we doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, man, but don't even mention football.
Oh, was that a bad idea?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
I shouldn't have wished it.
What's that? I've been triggered. Need to go to a safe space.
Yeah, I turned on a couple games earlier and then just said, fuck this, and stopped watching.
I actually did. I didn't even really think that I would, but I literally didn't turn on 1 second of football today.
It's not hard.
And I know people out there are going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? But we're bitter. Us three right here, we're bitter.
Oh, yeah. I took a stance. I'm sticking to this.
You are actually boycotting the NFL.
I am.
Currently.
I am boycotting the NFL. I'm not even playing fantasy football.
Yeah, I'm not. So
like, I mean, neither, actually. Wow. This is.
I dominated fantasy football, too.
Yeah. I know people. I know there's a lot of people out there that are like, "Shut up, you guys are babies," you know. But hey,
yeah, they can say what they want.
Yeah, right.
They're just the sheeple, just following.
There's a lot of people who feel this way. So
yeah, no, I'm sure there is.
All right, well, I apologize for bringing it up. Let's get off of that.
Kroenke sucks.
Let's get off of that. So. Like I said, it's been a week. You guys, anything to get off your chest?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got something?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's see.
Okay. To the driver of the orange Dodge Caliber on Lindbergh.
He's calling him out.
Directly.
With the back rear bumper, driver's side, that's all messed up. I'm not a fan of yours. And you are the worst driver ever. So I'm following this person, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Going about 15 miles an hour. I was going, now, the speed limit on Lindbergh is 45. Mm-hmm. And she's just cruising at 15, and I can't get around her.
Wait, 15?
15 miles per hour.
Oh, God.
So I honk at her. She speeds up a little bit. Not enough, because we get stopped out of the light ahead of us again. She has just buried her head in her phone. While the light's green.
Ah, classic.
Oh, God.
Classic.
God. I wanted to roll down my window and be like, I fucking hate you. Like, just start fucking yelling.
Give her
at
a piece
her.
Of your mind.
Yeah. I was like, ah, God damn. It just pissed me off because, like, okay, driving a vehicle is not a right. It is a privilege. We all know that.
Sure.
And that just, you should, God. People on their cell phones while driving piss me off.
Going 15 miles per hour.
Because, like, if you ever ride with me, I refuse to text and drive. Like, I just will not do it.
I might be guilty of doing it at a stoplight sometimes. But
yeah.
I'm also trying to stay very aware, you know, of what's changing. So.
Was it just this one incident that really?
I mean,
this is multiple things have happened with this specific.
But this person. Specific one,
put you over the edge.
I had finally had enough because I usually don't honk like while I'm driving. Like if you're about to hit me, yeah. But like just out of anger, I usually don't honk.
Yeah,
I like beat my steering wheel a little bit. Uh-huh. Like what the hell are you doing? But. Yeah, this time it put me over the edge because I was trying to get somewhere, and she was just messing with the flow.
Well,
I was trying to meet up with Steve so we could get over to Belleville for our archery league, and like we need to get there at a certain time so we can shoot before everybody shows up. So
makes sense.
Oh man,
you're in an archery league?
Yes, I am.
First I've heard of this.
every Thursday.
Explain.
Oh. It's just they set up these 3D targets of animals. Like they got a stegosaurus.
Say what,
dude? I shoot a stegosaurus every week.
All right.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
I mean, I've never killed anything with my bow, but I have fucked up some foam targets.
All right.
I really have. So, yes, I am in an archery league, right. Griff.
You'll learn something new every day, Keith.
You should check it out.
I'd love to see. We need to get a hold of some video of Keith shooting.
Right, yeah. A stegosaurus in the fucking dump.
Oh, yeah. I'll have Steve take a video next week.
Yeah. Right. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
We'll put that out on our Twitter or something.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, I need to step that Twitter game up.
Yeah, just to let everybody know, we've kind of, you know, one of the first episodes we talked about Keith being a possible serial killer because he doesn't do Facebook. But so we said, we're going to do the Facebook page and we're going to do the Twitter. Well, you just won't do the Facebook. Maybe we'll get you a little bit involved in the Twitter action. You can kind of see what's happening. So we've kind of given full reins to Keith. It's an ongoing experiment, and he's not completely failing, but he's learning. So if you're on the Twitter side, which is not that many people we know right now, but if you do come across or run across our Twitter page in any way, our tweets or whatever, you can cut us a little slack here. Yeah. We're dealing with a true beginner.
He is new to social media.
all the hate mail and letters, just send them to me. Don't send them to these guys. Yeah. It's my fault.
Yeah. So, I actually, this is really weird, but I kind of want to go back to what you were saying. I actually had a conversation about with somebody this past week about how often do you actually honk your horn. I know people that literally the instant there's something happens, honk, honk. I'm kind of with you where it takes some really serious, like something like
for sure,
real close for me to honk, or I got to be really pissed off.
So yeah. Yeah, I almost never use mine. When I was in New York, you know, a few months back, it's like they use their horn like as much as they use their blinker out there. Like it's
it's just a way of life.
Part of the driving experience is you honk at people.
What are you it's like?
Pretty obnoxious.
Yeah. Aren't they? They're not even like moving though, right?
It's I don't know.
Just like in traffic.
I don't see what good it does.
See, that's like the boy who cried wolf. Like if you're constantly honking, it's never gonna mean anything.
You don't hear it anymore. Yeah. You know, it's background noise.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're never gonna hear it when you actually need to hear it.
It just fades into the background. Yeah.
It's the sounds of New York.
Yep.
They always do. There is when you hear New York City ambience, there's a lot of honking going on.
Yeah. Dude, it's always every movie you see, everybody's honking.
Yeah, yeah.
And cab drivers are always pissed off at the world.
Yeah, very little patience.
Oh, speaking of New York cab drivers, I just finished The Night Of on HBO. If you're out there and haven't watched The Night Of, you gotta check that out. Have you seen that?
Two thumbs up.
I have not.
Oh, you gotta check that out.
What is it all about?
Crime.
Yeah.
Crime drama.
Okay.
Yeah. Long story short, we see it's basically the trial of a murder that happens, and we're trying to figure out basically who did it. That's a very general.
Yeah.
But okay. It's on HBO.
Right on.
And it's very well done.
We're basically following the defendants and what goes on with them.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. I'll have to check that out. Yeah, is that the one with who's that big Italian actor?
Yeah.
John Leguizamo or something.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I butchered names.
Tony Soprano, actor. Who is that?
James Gandolfini.
Yeah, he was the executive producer before he died.
Yeah,
and actually, I think that role of the lawyer, the guy that you were just talking about, was originally written for him.
Oh, okay, cool.
But then you know
that would have been interesting if it was him.
Things happened.
Yeah,
that would have been interesting.
Right.
I know that guy that does it, I forget his name, the guy that does it now, he was great.
He killed it.
He was great.
Yeah, he did.
That was the guy from, like, Summer of Sam and...
Yeah, he's, like, in Transformers. And shit.
He's in a ton of shit.
He's in a bunch.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
He's the Jesus in The Big Lebowski.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
But not Jesus. They call him Jesus.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with the Jesus, man.
But yeah, if you're out there, check that out. Okay, cool. What about you, Griff? You got anything to get off your chest?
I'm pretty content this week. I got nothing to bitch about right now.
Do you get angry?
Sometimes.
Well, only when his car gets hit by potholes.
By random roads that are sticking out of the earth.
Break in half. Yeah. I got something to get off my chest, and it actually deals with both of you. I've mentioned, I think this might be going 3 weeks in a row, maybe, something like that. Last week, I demanded more respect for ketchup.
You're not getting it.
No. So I took it on myself on a mini poll-ish. Was at a big party last night, big birthday bash, and I probably asked at least 10 people.
This came up.
And it was overwhelmingly
Yeah.
Catch up.
We were losing this debate.
See, that's funny because I was actually out at a bar last night. And I wasn't polling my friends. I was polling random people.
And they agreed.
So I feel
with us.
Like your numbers are skewed, sir. And
see, I agree.
I'd say it was about 2/3 pro mustard.
Now,
the other third, a lot of people mentioned both.
I heard some of that last night. Yeah. I mean, what I was trying to tell Dugan last night is I think all that proves is we hang out with a bunch of children.
Yeah.
It does. You guys need a new friend base. Okay, I hear where you're coming from. Now, if you look at the stats, I would say Team Ketchup, you know, if you're ride or die with me out here, it doesn't look very good for us as far as stats and stuff you might read. If you check out, we tweeted and put on the Facebook page, we put it's like a quick minute and a half video of how this lady, there's a lady out there that calls herself
the Queen of Ween.
Titles herself the Queen of Ween.
And her grace, the Queen of Ween.
She made a nice, the proper etiquette to eating a hot dog, basically a tutorial. And at like at one point, about a minute in, she says something along the lines of, never, ever, ever. Actually, she says, once you're past the age of 18, it is not allowed to have ketchup. She actually says that she says something like, and I think it might be possibly illegal in Chicago. I'm like, shut up.
So I think she's giving you too much leeway there. I think you're above the age of 12. You need to.
I just find it so hard to believe that if I was in Chicago, I was like, yeah, let me just get ketchup.
Slap you across
They'll
the face.
They'll deny you.
That's so stupid.
I don't think they have it. Like at their hot dog stands, it's just not an available condiment.
I know, New York, like there's a ballpark vendor that like, if you ask for ketchup on your hot dog, like, he just refuses.
Yeah. It's so weird to me, man. It's so weird.
Well, you just don't like mustard at all.
Yeah, I don't like mustard. Yeah, but, like, even if I did, I don't know. You know, this party where basically Griff was there, and he was the mustard guy. Everybody else was team ketchup. We had one barbecue sauce, team barbecue sauce, which is
I think that's cheating.
Yeah, that's.
It's not just he's not answering the question.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. CJ, we're talking about you.
But I was telling people this, and I might have
a real politician answer right there. I'm gonna go with C.
Yeah,
barbecue sauce. No,
I mean barbecue sauce can be good on a hot dog.
Yeah, but it has to be a barbecue dog.
It has to be like a tray full, just smothered in it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, I was telling people though, and I might have said it on the podcast. I can't remember, but. You know, there is a conspiracy theory behind the mustard on the hot dog thing.
Oh, shit. This guy.
No. Okay. It's not a real theory, but it is out there. Okay. And I just want to get it off real quick.
Starting this theory.
this is real. I read it on the internet.
He wants this one to be real for sure.
This is ground zero of a conspiracy theory. This is how it happens.
It's true, man. Back in the day, when hot dogs became a main thing, was when baseball started. You got peanuts and fucking Cracker Jack, and then you got hot dog. Like, that was it. The baseball stadiums, from what I have researched, which is not credible because we're ABC, but the theory states that these stadiums did not offer ketchup. It was not even there. They only had mustard.
Do we think there was like a sinister behind the curtains deal with the mustard companies
in
the ballparks?
It attracted too many bugs.
Yeah.
Oh, really? The ketchup did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Just goes to show you, you're just eating ketchup when you put it on a hot dog. You're not actually eating a hot dog.
If I follow.
No, it just covers the taste.
Okay.
Everything. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's...
That's what the say. Queen of Ween explains,
now,
too.
Now I'm picking up what you're putting
down.
If the theory's right or not, I don't know. But that's what it is. That it generation-wise has been passed down through baseball and stadium going. Okay? I don't care what the Queen of Ween says. I'm going with that because I'm a theory guy. And I'm going with that.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Team mustard all day.
Whatever, man.
Mustard's just better. That's it. That's the only explanation needed.
Anyway, yeah, that, I got off my chest.
And we're done with this.
I think this is going to be an ongoing thing.
People are getting angry out there. I'm talking about this again.
I don't know if I'll be able to let it go. We'll see. I might be able to deal with it. I don't know. So if, it might come back up in the future. But okay, so let's move on. We got what we needed to say. We got it off our chest. So you know what that means. It's time for the theory of the week. By the way, whoever made that jam for the X-Files is like that is some just that's just awesome. I don't know. Dude, that's great.
It just makes you think.
Yeah, it's just like whoa, like whoa.
Cheer.
The truth is out there.
So this week we're gonna keep it a little current. This is one of the more current theories that I think we came across. I don't really know if it's a current one, but I know I and Griff recently,
I became aware of it what 2 weeks ago.
A little before that. It is the Berenstain Bears theory.
It's crazy shit.
Basically,
trippy.
Basically, if you're around our age group, which is if you're a '90s kid, or even I don't know how old the books go, but before that,
they go back
they're pretty
a bit.
Old. Yeah.
This deals with the line, the Berenstain Bears book series. There was many books. I know I read a ton when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, what the theory is suggesting is that we now, older people, grown adults, remember Berenstain, the end of Stein, being spelled S-T-E-I-N. That's how we remember it.
Yeah.
It's actually spelled S-T-A-I-N.
Right. Now, which just seems so wrong.
Which, if you think about it, is like, that's not right. Yeah. It's not, I know it's not right. Now, this also goes into a huge play of the Mandela effect, where people basically, Keith, you come up with something that's wrong, mm-hmm. and you say it, and I think, that might be right. I don't really know, so I start believing it. And then Griff, basically people attach to a wrong notion and just, since it is said, they think that they remember it.
Yeah. Okay.
And this goes back to people thinking that Mandela died in prison.
Right.
They
heard it.
A majority of people said, I thought he, because they heard it from so-and-so.
Yeah.
And it spread, and that's what the Mandela theory is, if you don't know, because he did not die in prison.
Right.
But the deeper side of this theory, people are like, so what? You spelled the book. Yeah, you can't spell. You're dumb. Whatever. No,
this matters.
It goes back to some kind of, did you say time shifting, Griff? How would you put it?
It's like the butterfly effect.
Butterfly effect, Okay. Yeah. So break that down for us.
Okay. So basically the idea is, in the ideas of time travel, if you go back and you change one little thing. So let's say I have a conversation with a person that, you know, in the natural progression of time, that conversation didn't exist. And then 4 years later, the president shot when the president wasn't, you know. So a tiny shift will become exponentially larger as, like, so you affected that guy's day and what was going to go on with that day.
Right.
So then he's going to interact with people differently. And it's basically going to ripple and get bigger and bigger as time progresses. So, a tiny little shift can make all types of weird, unrelated changes over, you know, the progression of time.
Yeah,
it's kind of the ripple in the pond thing.
Exactly. So you guys are saying somebody went back in time.
So the thought is that it was like saying, as an experiment that somebody went back in time and changed something that wouldn't necessarily affect, like Griff was saying, where if you move your cup of water and it's centimeter right, something they think that, like, since it's a title of a book that they switched it, that it wouldn't necessarily have the same kind of ripple effect.
Yeah.
And so as a trial thing, you know, somebody basically is,
or this is just like a tiny, someone did go back in time, and this is the weird, bizarre piece of evidence that people are starting to find
that,
something was changed here.
Or that it's like what Griff said, where now somebody realized, like, wait, so, like, it's like an already happened, like, somebody actually did go back in time, and this is an effect of a ripple.
This is the one piece of evidence people are finding. Yeah. the Bernstein Bears title.
Okay.
So think about that. And if you're out there and you want to check it out, we'll put links out to this stuff. But you can definitely find a bunch of info on this because it's new. I know I came across it in the past month. But I'm telling you what, man, it had me thinking. I definitely remember it being spelled S-T-E-I-N.
In my memory, that's the way it should be. But I'll acknowledge that.
I'm just wondering if I've been...
My brain is dumb.
Pronouncing it wrong, these...
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, the pronunciation stayed the same. It's just the spelling.
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah.
I guess, but. Like,
time shifting, man. It's
yeah.
Crazy. Well, this brings up one. Nuts. This brings up one question that I have, right?
Yeah.
Let's say we find this guy, right? And we're like, he shows us the way.
The time traveler?
The time traveler.
Man. Oh, shit. Dude.
What's one thing that you're going back and changing? Not the actual action that you're going to do to affect it, but like what would be the major thing that happened that you would change?
Oh, man. So I just got done reading 112263, which is a Stephen King book that is all about time travel and basically this idea.
But they dealt with the president or the I don't, was that JFK?
It was, yeah, basically what he wanted to change, what he thought would... save
humanity,
stop the Vietnam War from happening. He thought saving Kennedy would save all that. It doesn't make things better.
Did you just spoiler alert right there?
Yeah, sorry. Get over it. Nobody listening to this is going to read. So I don't know if I would change anything because that kind of freaked me out.
It's a very good answer.
Personal?
It could be whatever you want.
I would never smoke a cigarette.
Very nice.
You'd go back to yourself at like 15 and just slap yourself across the face or what?
Would it be like, I'd be like, you're a fucking idiot.
That one time that your brother forced you to smoke a cigarette, you'd say no?
No, my brother never forced me to smoke a cigarette.
I was just trying to get him in trouble. Yeah,
child abuse.
No, it was purely my decision and a very dumb one. That's the only thing I'd change.
Yeah.
It was would be me never thinking I was cool by smoking cigarettes. And
That's good. I like that you took the route to better yourself. It's very
better himself through magic, basically.
Yeah. If I have a chance at time travel, I'm only gonna better myself. You know what I mean?
I mean, take some like sports bets in the past would be something that would be very tempting to do.
Who was that that won the English Premier League this year?
Oh my god!
Like 7,000 to 1 with the odds.
Oh yeah.
You could go bet $100 and almost win $1 million.
Yeah, $100. It's a guarantee. Why are you only putting $100 down? You know,
that's a fair point. I'm being cheap even in this poor situation.
Yeah. It's like what was that? Marty McFly? Sports almanac.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I read an article about that. Like some person in Britain or whatever that was, they actually did a wager, just like a bullshit bet on that team, the crazy odds. And they meant to put like £10 or whatever it was, but they actually put an extra zero on it just by fuck up. And then they made
almost $1 million.
Yeah, lot. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure like the bookies, like certain betting website, they had to pay them out like structured payments because like they weren't going to be able to afford
monthly thing.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I think they had to settle on a lower number in like a structured payment because that would make them bankrupt.
I mean, the odds are almost never.
I could see that.
Yeah.
That
exactly.
Wrong. That's crazy. And that wrong.
I bet they're not.
Like that was one of the craziest things I think
ever
will witness.
In recorded the sports history.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Okay. All right. Let's move on. Before we get into the stories, you guys got anything else here? I think there is something, one topic that I would like to get into shortly. Griff, you weren't around for this conversation, but Keith was. This was last week and we talked about. And I think we need to have a little bit of a talk. Me and Keith got into an argument about our top three action heroes, best action heroes of all time, and movies. We're talking, we're going off the basis of just strictly solid movies and who was the top. I'm going to go, I'll give you my top three right now.
Okay.
I said number one, Schwarzenegger, no doubt about it. There's not even a hesitation, nothing.
Yeah.
You can't get me off that. Number two, I went with Jackie Chan because I love Jackie Chan. I've seen, the guy's literally made 100 movies.
Oh, yeah.
They're awesome. 3 was where we really got into it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is me and my upbringing. Shout out to my dad because, you know, a lot of this was watched with the pops. But 3, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I knew you were going to say that. Dude. Because I just didn't want you to say that.
No, Jean-Claude was great.
Such a douche.
I think as far as... Oh, yeah, he's a douche. But I think as far as ranking them, though, that's like an underdog, though. No one was going to pull out of Van Damme.
In his heyday, he was huge. Oh, yeah.
The guy's got... Some of the best. Oh, come on, man.
I mean, he got his ass kicked by his bodyguard, which is just.
Well, he probably didn't get a chance to do the splits.
Right.
Hit him in the nuts. That's
a fair point.
So, yeah.
Like, you got to give.
I mean, that's game over.
Yeah.
You got to give the guy credit. I mean, his go to move was the splits nut punch. Nobody else did that. And here's.
Ballsy.
Jesus. Here's the other way I'm looking at it, too. Okay, so. You got Jean-Claude, who's like the kicker, right? He always did like the roundhouse, the high kick. Guy had crazy legs. Jackie Chan, who was just like a crazy dude, like did everything, was bouncing around, did all these crazy things. And then you had the Terminator, it was just like, not Terminator, Schwarzenegger, that was just basically a brick wall, and he was just like the gun. Like he was like guns and stuff, but like muscle. So it's a little bit of different levels here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you think, Keith? What would you say your top 3 would be?
Top 3. I mean, it's got to be Schwarzenegger 1. That's just a given.
Yeah.
And then 2, it's got to be Stallone.
Yeah. Oh, you're a Stallone guy.
Stallone. Oh, man. Yeah. He can't act for shit, but he was a badass in all of his movies.
Okay. Like, all right. I think there's a lot of Stallone guys out there.
Dude.
Like a lot.
Over the top, it'll change your mind.
Okay. You love over the top. He loves over the top. Do you know what that is, Griff?
No.
No.
Oh, dude.
Give the super short plot line.
So, basically, over the top, Stallone's a truck driver, right?
Okay.
He enters these arm wrestling competitions.
Oh, shit.
And, like, he's constantly training on the road. He's got this machine. I'm sorry for laughing. He's got this machine set up in his truck, and he's just fucking hammer fisting down. He's working out, and he's got this move. It's called over the top. I don't know if you're
if you arm wrestle much.
Yeah,
not often. But
he changes his grip. Right. He takes his fingers off, changes his grip, and then just slams fools.
Yeah, this is cheating.
Yeah.
I don't think you can actually do that.
I don't think you can either, but it made for a great movie.
Yeah.
This is why I love these guys, because they had such awesome movies. Like, Stallone had Rambo and all these dope movies, and then they had his one that's like complete stupid shit with arm wrestling. You know, Schwarzenegger has them. They all have them. I love that, man. They love it. I'll keep going, though.
And then 3, Bruce Willis.
Damn.
Wow. See, that...
That was a good top 3. Man, he's very much...
Dude, Bruce Willis is a badass.
He's very much in where I'm going with mine, I think.
Bruce Willis is tough because
he people think that, like, just because of Die Hard, but he has... That's just, like, one line of movies, though.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
He's put in a bunch of action movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but...
He's just a considerably better actor than the other two.
Yeah, that's true. Right? That's what makes him... was he in The Expendables?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was in Pulp Fiction. I mean...
All right. What about you, Griff? You got a top 3?
Okay. It's tough. I don't know if this is in any specific order, but so I think Bruce Willis and Arnold have to be in it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I actually want to say Jason Statham.
Okay.
Because Crank and Crank 2 are the funniest movies I've ever seen in my life. Like, and if you've seen the second Crank... They started off trying to make, like, a real action movie, and halfway through filming, they just, like, gave up.
Oh,
and,
like, really?
It just becomes hilarious. Yeah, like, they have, like, giant clay figures fighting in the ocean, and, like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's amazing.
I have never seen either one.
Oh, watch it.
I'll check them out.
Yeah, it's great in not...
In, like, an ironic sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's... All right, well, interesting.
But Van Damme, no.
You guys, see, Van Damme doesn't get enough credit, man. He doesn't. He's not on the list. Okay, honorable mention, though. We were talking about this, too. I would like to give an honorable mention to Steven Seagal.
Okay.
That we're talking about some bad movies with some... Actually, they're all the exact same. Yeah. They're all the exact same.
He actually makes Van Damme look like a stand-up guy.
Yeah.
So. What?
Steven Seagal.
He's a terrible human being.
He claims to be
like, he's a real life sheriff.
He's a real life sheriff. Yeah,
so many that, martial art
that
practices.
He trained Anderson Silva. Like
he claims that.
Yeah, and Anderson Silva's camp like backed it up, but they must have gotten paid a bunch of money to say that.
I don't remember Anderson Silva doing the black fist flip over throat chop.
Right,
because that's his. There was
some kick Silva won a fight from a couple years ago, and Seagal came out and said that like, he taught him that kick.
Seagal, actually, in real life, he is also kind of, he's like legit crazy. But,
yeah. He reminds me of, like, he's along the path of, like, Jesse Ventura.
Yeah. Like, very much so.
Yeah.
Except for Jesse Ventura was actually, like, a badass at one point.
Yeah. That is true.
Seagal
was never a
badass. He was a SEAL, right? Wasn't Ventura?
He was some kind of military.
I think he was a Navy SEAL, man.
Then he became a governor, too, didn't he?
Afterwards? Yeah, Minnesota.
Yeah.
And then he became a crazy conspiracy guy.
Yeah, dude. Jesse's the man, dude.
You gotta dig deeper.
Yeah, he's out there.
Don't pay attention to what's going on around you. What?
So think about that out there. Also, quick mention I'd like to throw out this, too. Lately, I was I found myself in a deep dive. I listened to a podcast. If you're listening to other podcasts out there, you guys should definitely check out. It's called Reply All. I've mentioned this before. They do all internet related stuff, but they got me somehow. One of the stories they did was about 911 recordings of people that are too high.
Okay.
And they don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
If you want to hear some genuinely funny stuff.
Yeah.
Like, maybe some of that stuff would be doctored. It is definitely possible, but I really get the impression that it's not because, one, it's a 911 call. Two, you can tell that these people are genuinely fucked up. Like, they genuinely don't know what's happening. And we've all heard, like, the big ones that got a lot of views and stuff, like the one where the guy thought, like, time stopped and all that stuff.
There was one where it was a cop, right? And him and his wife ate a tree.
They ate edible and he, like, was...
I'm pretty sure we're dead right now.
He thought that they died.
Like, I'm pretty sure you're not.
Okay. Like, people just do, like, the crazy shit. So if you ever get bored and you need to go on a YouTube or any kind of wherever you do your deep dives at, whatever, I highly suggest looking at the phone calls. There's a million ways to search for it too, but the high phone calls, the 911 calls are hilarious. Just thought I'd throw that out.
Yeah, I will check that out because
definitely sounds great. I got on a deep dive on YouTube the other day. It was all just people heating up wheels of cheese and then scraping the cheese off onto these potatoes.
It's a beautiful sight.
Dude, it was awesome.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
You've seen it before? Okay, so I thought I was just like a weirdo.
Nah, I saw that.
I haven't seen that, but god damn, that sounds amazing.
I got a little bit too excited about it.
Yeah, and then there was like another one where like they were making pasta and then putting it in a wheel of cheese and mixing it in the wheel of cheese, dude.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, dude.
That sounds amazing.
Dude, if I ever go to the East Coast, I already know which restaurants this.
If I ever have a spare wheel of cheese,
it's game over.
Yeah, a spare. You know, just like that one that I've been holding on to for a while.
I don't need this one. I'll try heating it up.
I mean, I'd do it with a brick of Provel.
Oh, I would do it with anything. Oh, yeah, that sounds amazing. Yeah, I'd find some way to fuck it up, but yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah,
it's probably easy to fuck up, actually.
Yeah, it probably is.
We're not credible.
Yeah, no.
All right, well, good stuff. All right, let's move on. Let's get into some stories. I'm gonna start us off real quick. So, guys, I'm pretty easy when it comes to these weird stories. It's really just the first thing that gets every once in a while I'll come across something. And I'll like do a little bit of investigating. Sometimes you don't have to do any investigating. The headline literally gives it to you. I'm big on that. If the headline sells me, there's a pretty good chance that I'm saving it for later. Check out this headline. Drunk mom arrested in Dairy Queen drive-thru for refusing to believe it wasn't McDonald's. Okay. This is actually kind of scary, though, because this woman was so drunk that she got into an argument with the drive-thru, the box, not even the person, the box.
Yeah.
So she's in front of the main board that has all the shit to pick from, and she still wouldn't believe that it was McDonald's. She was that
or drunk. That it was not McDonald's.
Yeah, it was Dairy Queen, and she okay. wouldn't believe. She's like, no, I want a McChicken or something. Yeah. Like, this is Dairy Queen, yeah, bro.
One place.
But the scary part was that she was JoJo. She had her child in the car with her and somebody else's child in the car.
I hope that kid's parents are coming for her head.
So yeah, not only did she get arrested, but then they had to call, you know, these kids' parents to come pick them up and stuff. And so that's kind of sad. But the thought, though, let's not focus on that because it kind of kills it. But
yeah,
the thought of it, though. Have you guys ever been drunk enough to where you're at somewhere, but you think, you genuinely think that it's another place? Has that ever happened?
No. I've woke up.
I wouldn't remember. I mean,
I've became conscious, like, after a night of drinking, thinking I was somewhere else.
Oh.
And then, like.
Oh, for sure.
Like, wake up, like, oh. How did I end up here?
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
I've never, like, I mean, I'm sure I've been to the point where I have no idea where I am, but I'm not going to.
A side point, I've never slept in a goddamn dumpster.
Never say never, man.
I was here not last week. I was like, God damn it. No, I have not slept in the dumpster.
I don't know, man. We've had some days.
A few nights in the woods in my life. not a dumpster.
Like, not camping?
No, not camping. God only knows how.
Well,
anyway.
Apparently, this is her thing. Her name is Christy Newman. She's 42. But apparently this is her thing. She must get drunk and, you know, some people like fight. Some people yell, get mean, mad, really happy. Apparently she goes and thinks that this place is McDonald's. It's the second time in that same month that they arrested her for this.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Dude, what? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, this is not an isolated event?
Yeah.
No way.
Apparently that's her thing. She must get really, really drunk. I mean, you got to be on another level to do it more than once.
What is her deal? I don't understand.
Oh man, that is great. Yeah. How do you
just imagine being an employee at the Dairy Queen? Like, what was her name? Like, oh goddamn it, Chrissy's back.
Yeah, it's yeah.
Like I could see
they were
like,
at McDonald's.
If it was like Dairy Queen and White Castle, because like. Their colors are kind of the same.
You're looking at the menu,
but
where it says Dairy Queen all over it.
It's just, you're looking at the menu.
There is no defense for this.
Yeah, there's really not.
I'm just saying, like,
if you can read,
the color scheme isn't even nowhere close.
No, it's like blue and pink for Dairy Queen, right?
Oh man,
yeah,
that is rough.
What about you, Keith?
Stupid lady,
you got something?
Oh yeah, I got something. Have you ever been just this guy, man? Just so pissed off at somebody, you just never wanted to see them. Just get them out of your life like immediately. Yeah. Would you ever go to this extent, though? This man robbed a bank to avoid going home with his wife.
What? I think I heard about this. This is a Missouri shout out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
KC.
Yeah.
No. This was in Kansas. It was in KCK.
It is KCK, yeah.
Never mind. Damn, I did hear about this.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, tell us about this guy.
So this 70-year-old man, he just couldn't stand to be around his wife anymore. So he walks into a bank. I'm pretty sure he was unarmed and like everything. Like he was prepared to do this. Slips a note to the teller that says, "I have a gun. Give me all the money." And then like she sounded the alarm or whatever. Security came over and like he just complied. Was like, "Yeah, take me to jail. I did this." So I'm thinking this guy's punishment should be to live with his wife.
I think so too. Like, don't take him to jail. Like,
otherwise, you're rewarding him. Really?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
he's getting what he wanted.
No, he's 70 years old, man.
Yeah, don't take the guy to jail.
Don't take him to jail, man. Listen, send him home with his wife.
Him and Betty, her name was.
Yeah,
they just had a bad fight, man. Just like let him go back home.
How bad of a fight is it, though? Like, you'd rather go to jail?
Yeah.
Did the article say how long they've been married for? Because this might have been an accumulating thing.
I feel like it's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
they've been married for 50 years.
They've been married, for 40 years. And it's just like,
he's hated her for 30 of it, but he's sticking it out.
You know what he did, though? I think his bail, it says, was set at three grand, and he refused to pay it.
He's, like, legit trying to stay. It's just hilarious. You know what he did, though? He pulled a prison break.
33 years. That's how long they've been married.
A long time. Yeah. But you know what he did, though? You guys seen Prison Break? That's like,
I think I watched the first season when it was actually on TV. So yeah. We're talking, you know, 10 years ago.
Yeah, 10 years, yeah. I mean, that's the main premise of that whole show is he holds up a bank and then just stands
just to
there.
Break his
so he
brother
can go in.
Of
yeah,
prison,
so he can
right?
go into jail.
And, then they get out and then they get arrested again.
Why don't not?
Break out of another fucking prison. Yeah. That's when I was like, you know.
Oh, there was two seasons? They broke out once? Like, where does the story go
after
like
five,
that?
There's five.
Yeah, seasons. They just keep having to break out of different prisons.
That's ridiculous.
You got to stop with this. Yeah.
That's like an HBO miniseries.
Yeah.
Not like...
You can't
sitcom.
You can't run it forever.
Seasons.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's one story here, and once that story's over, it's over.
That's terrible.
Keith, I wish I could interview that guy and just be like, dude, was it like a certain top? Like, she's talking about like the fucking KU basketball team, and you just lose it, or like, what, you know, it's like if you bring up a certain thing.
Well,
it's
he wrote the note in front of her.
It sounds like he's afraid. I mean, this is what you do when you think someone's going to kill you out on the street, right?
Yeah. Like, he can't sleep, probably.
He's seeking out protection.
Yeah.
He's like, no, you guys don't. He's telling the cops, like, you guys don't get it. I'm, like, legit trying to
she's
be
gonna,
away from
she's going
to
stab me if I get out of here. So
He says he doesn't want to return home for 20 years.
He'll be 90 years old.
I know. What are you thinking?
He's legit trying to like die in there.
Yeah. And it's not like a vacation when you go to jail. Like,
yeah, it's not. No.
You're in jail. Like, it makes no sense.
Well, you know what? Whatever that guy's name is in Kansas City, man, I wish you the best. I hope. I don't know if you thought this plan out exactly all the way through, but.
Get a goddamn divorce, dude.
Yeah. I hope everything goes good for you.
You don't even have to get divorced.
Just separate.
Yeah, just escape.
Yeah. You just walk out the front door.
Just leave.
Walk out the front door of your house.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, go get a hotel room, man. Cool off for a second.
Or get an apartment.
Yeah.
Be done with her. But you don't have to go to jail.
You're going about this the wrong way, man.
Very extreme. Very, very extreme.
I don't know how bad he is, though. Because I was going to be like, hey, man, just... come across the state. You could stay with me for a couple of days. Calm down, you know. But no, I don't want a guy that's planning on going to jail to get away from his wife to stay with me. So
yeah,
that's a bad idea. Actually, any criminal, I don't want.
That's concerning.
Yeah.
What about you, Griff? You got anything? You got any? Come across any stories?
Shit, I wanted to give a shout out to Humpback Whales.
What's up with that?
Have you guys not seen these videos online?
No,
humpback
not,
whales are like the guardians of the ocean.
Really?
So like there'll be packs of orcas like hunting down a seal.
Huh.
And like there's videos that they've captured, like multiple videos of this shit, where like the humpback whale will like take the seal on its belly and like turn it upside down and like swim to protect it.
Wow.
Really?
From the orcas and shit.
Yeah. Whoa.
That's awesome.
And all types of shit like that. Yeah.
Dude, that's cool as hell.
It's really
cool.
Cool.
Whales are dope.
There's all types
of
videos out there. Yeah,
whales are dope.
Yeah. I mean, there's like absolutely no benefit for the whale to do this. It's just doing it out of
the kindness,
which is pretty cool.
How crazy would it be if you were a seal, right? And you're like,
I'm dead.
And then out of nowhere, just whale swoops
you up. Monster
like,
whale comes and saves you.
Thanks, dude. That's
yeah,
crazy.
And then he gets back on land and a polar bear gets him.
Yeah.
He pops his head up like, whoo. No, I didn't. I haven't heard anything about that.
I have that's not seen that. Yeah.
That might be the next YouTube deep dive right there.
Check it out. Yeah. Check it out. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's definitely on my things to do tomorrow.
Yeah. I came across this story just like earlier today, actually. I got a little video, so I'm going to play this and see what we can get from it.
Frankie Torres lives next door to this now uninhabitable home on Norfolk Street in West Haven.
I never knew there was a daycare.
Nor did he have a clue why someone recently built this tall fence in the backyard.
This is shocking now. I mean, we never knew. I never knew what was going on. I mean, I seen them building the fence about 2 months ago. We've been here for 6 years. Never had a suspicion in anything.
An Office of Early Childhood spokesperson tells us inspectors stopped by this property on Friday. She says the daycare license is suspended because the operator denied inspectors access to see what is behind that tall wooden fence. The inspectors found this suspicious, so they called in West Haven police, who then discovered hundreds of marijuana plants.
They were there Friday pretty much from like 8 a.m. till midnight, pretty much all day.
West Haven police shared this photo on their Facebook page, announcing they found about
Where is this?
100 6 to 10 feet tall marijuana plants. State records indicate that...
Okay.
Hold on. Was it inside or was it like an outside?
It was all outside, apparently behind. Hold on.
That would stink for like miles around.
Let me rewind this a little bit and play back and see if he goes into any of that. He might actually.
We got a bad skunk problem around here.
Like, you'd have to know what's behind that wooden fence.
So they called in West Haven police and then discovered hundreds of marijuana plants.
They were there Friday pretty much from like 8 a.m. till midnight, pretty much all day.
West Haven police shared this photo on their Facebook page, announcing they found about 600 6 to 10 feet tall marijuana plants.
Wow. These
are state records indicate the daycare license is registered to Rosalie Miller. We tried calling the phone number listed for her daycare,
is a nursery.
But nobody answered.
Go. We'll keep it open or reopen it. No.
Okay, so it didn't say anything, but so the guy said he's been there for 6 years and he didn't notice this is a daycare,
dude.
600 plants.
Like, there's just no way you don't smell it.
I was gonna say, don't understand. How could you not?
Yeah.
And like, this is this video, you guys can look this up too. I think it's in Connecticut. I think that's what he said.
I guess
West Haven. Okay. This is not like it's like a outhouse or a greenhouse or whatever you call it. Shit, like it's not. It's just out in the air.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like out in your backyard. It's not any kind of.
There's nothing contained.
Yeah,
that
no
smell.
Confined space.
Yeah.
But guys, 600 plants. That's a serious operation, right?
Oh yeah.
And it's coming out the back of a daycare.
Right.
Like, oh guys.
No, that's a massive operation.
Yeah. I mean, that's just a front.
Can you imagine cutting through backyards growing up and you just?
Oh god.
Oh. Yeah. I don't understand though. Did none parents pick up their kids from the daycare?
Yeah.
I don't think the daycare was real.
Okay, so
I
you think it was like
was
a, like a mob
like
a front?
You don't think there were. Okay.
There were no kids there at all.
Ever.
Yeah.
There was just never a kid there. It's like the mob boss that sets up like the deli
or something. Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got you.
That's probably
gotta be what it is. Yeah. Otherwise, not smelling it doesn't make
sense.
It's impossible. If there were people coming there.
Yeah. I mean, there would be just. You can't have 600 marijuana plants and have like eyes on that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like just people coming over to pick up and drop off their kids.
Did they say there were like any neighbors in the area? Like anybody that lived by them? Because if there's anybody in like a mile or two.
This guy was right next to him.
Yeah, I saw the video. It was like just a normal city.
Yeah, he said he was there for 6 years right next to him.
I don't understand.
He said he started getting suspicious when they put up a fence. But it's like,
but not
dude,
the
didn't you ever
rancid smell of weed?
Yeah.
Honestly? Now, Keith. We, you know, Griff, too, you live in the city now, too. You know, in the city, it's just a natural thing. You hate to admit this because it kind of makes you sound like a creeper, but if somebody puts up a fence, a privacy fence, at least one point in your life, if it's close to where you live, where you're going to find some way to look over and just to look. You just see. And like, one way or another, something's going to happen to where you're going to see what's on in the backyard.
This all ends if this guy next door to him had a drone. Like,
yeah, I'm not kidding.
Yeah,
I don't understand how, and not even him, just anybody.
A soccer ball goes over.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but, seriously.
Like, how, you know, they're busting these big giant operations all the time. This is a 600 plants
that's
is huge.
Big.
I mean, that's a lot of land.
And there's 6 to 10 foot. I mean, they're big ass plants too.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Man, think of the profit off that though. That
I know.
Would have been great, man.
Yeah.
That would have been a payday for him.
Whoever got busted on that, it's a lot of money down there.
Sorry about that, man. You couldn't even turn a profit yet. You can't even defend yourself with that money.
That's true.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That really sucks.
Connecticut's doing
it
big.
If you manage to clean some of that money, which I'm sure they probably have, then you can use it.
Well, that's why the daycare's there.
Right.
Because you're dropping Timmy off, but Timmy's really just a 6 foot tall.
It's really hard to under, like,
you know.
God, this is a very lucrative daycare center.
Yeah,
you know,
it's blowing up.
Yeah, for sure.
They're making millions.
A lot of upgrades.
Oh,
yeah. Upgrades.
Yeah, they're constantly funneling money back into the business. Yeah. You know.
Well, what about Keith? You got anything else you come across?
I got a Hoosier story.
You got a Hoosier story?
Oh, I do.
All right, hit us with it, man. I love Hoosier stuff.
This is about as Hoosier as it gets. So a mom and daughter are charged with incest in Oklahoma.
What the fuck?
This is another incest story.
For trying to get married.
Oh,
now,
God.
This lady had already been previously married to her son.
Why are these people allowed to have children? And, like, what's going on?
Where is this at, Keith?
Duncan, Oklahoma.
Oh, that sounds like incest. Doesn't place. Sound good, yeah.
So she was trying to adopt a child. So she thought she'd have better odds by marrying her daughter.
Oh, my God.
And now this is coming off a previous relationship with her son 2 years ago. They were actually married 2 years ago.
How? What the fuck?
It just slipped through.
It just slipped through.
It just slipped through somehow.
Get your shit together, Oklahoma.
Seriously, though. Dude. Duncan, Oklahoma, specifically.
We're looking at you, Duncan.
Yeah.
Incestuous yeah. bastards.
Dude, how is this still, like,
so wait, hold
a
on.
Modern thing?
Oh, people suck, that's why.
Do we have ages? How old are we talking for the daughter and the son that she was allegedly married to? God, that's terrifying.
43-year-old and 25-year-old.
Oh, God.
So this is like...
Oh, God. And that's a grown adult, and she yeah. just like said yes to it. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Fuck. I mean, I don't know what to say to this one.
Well, this is
is just messed up.
This is a new twist for us. For the ABC pod, because this is not just normal incest, too. She tried marrying her daughter, so this is a same-sex incest.
Yeah.
Story. Yeah.
Super.
Breaking ground.
Here. Yeah. Breaking ground. Wow.
What does this world come to?
I really hope this does not become a theme on this podcast, talking
just
about
incest.
Incest?
Yeah.
I just can't believe it is
incest
a thing.
And dumpsters.
Yeah. Incest, lizard people.
That doesn't sound like, doesn't sound like a good sentence.
No, it doesn't.
No, I don't think it gets any more Hoosier than incest.
That is literally as Hoosier as you can get.
Oh, yeah.
Incest and dumpsters. That could be like an emo band or something.
That would be great. Dumpster fires.
Hey, dude, what are you listening to, man?
Oh, it's just
it's
incest,
it's
and
incest
dumpsters.
And dumpsters. They just dropped an album, dude.
Pretty dope.
Yeah, for all you out there, man, you know, if you think I might... Might be Hoosier, might not be Hoosier. If I do that, you know, is that a Hoosier thing? I think about that a lot. Like, somebody like, why don't you do that? I'm like, no, man, that's some Hoosier shit. You know, whatever it is. This is, like, as Hoosier as you can possibly get.
Oh, yeah.
Marrying your family members is pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
By definition.
If you always compare yourself to this couple,
you're good.
Yeah. You're good.
Self-esteem is climbing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's, God damn. All right, well, Duncan, Oklahoma. We got our eyes out for you, man.
Yeah, step it up.
You guys are losing it.
Small town Oklahoma is, not a place I want to be.
Giving the Midwest a bad rep. Yeah. All right. Griff, what about you? You got anything?
I have a Florida story.
You got a Florida story of the week?
Oh, to an extent. I mean.
I got something we might be able to fill in, too. All right, well, okay. Let's hit that.
This one isn't necessarily, like, it is a Florida man, I guess.
Yeah, okay, that works. All right. Let's do it then. Florida story of the week.
We are going to Florida!
All right, Griff, tell us what's going on, man.
So we are checking back in with the good doctor, Dr. Love.
Oh, doctor, yes. Doctor, what's going
He's
on?
He's a Florida man, if you guys are not aware.
Yeah, we gave him the Florida story of the week, a whole segment to him last, well... Half of it.
You think we can interview him?
Dude, if we can get a hold of this dude, I am so in to interview this dude. Anyway, yeah, he had another little run-in with the law this week.
What do you do now?
I think he was in North Carolina, actually.
Probably at a doctor's convention.
Yeah.
You know.
Most likely, yeah. Just shadowing physicians or whatever the fuck he does. So he took an old lady to a Jaguar. Dealership Jaguar, and I think he like conned her somehow. They weren't very. The article didn't have a lot of details on this. Basically, he got her her line of credit.
Are you serious?
Tried to buy a Jaguar with it, and
I need to talk to this
man. Right,
like, yeah, seriously,
he failed yet again, though.
Yes,
they smelled something fishy. I think they asked the lady like. You are okay with him, you know, using your credit to buy this? And she was like, no. I think she was generally confused.
But, okay.
So he was taking advantage of an, you know.
God, this guy is just...
He's a scumbag.
Serious.
How is he not in jail?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I feel like he's getting everybody to agree with him. Like, he's...
Is this guy the best con man ever?
No, he's the worst.
He's getting caught at every step of the way.
No Frank Abagnale Jr.
Yeah.
I guess so, but it's like, this is just something I would never attempt, so like I give him credit, I guess, but I mean, like
he's persistent.
But he's failing at every turn.
He is persistent.
Or I mean, maybe he has a million cons going on that we don't know about.
Exactly. Maybe, fake it till you make it, bro. Yeah,
maybe he's just struck out like 3 times.
Yeah.
I wonder if like all the cops know him now, like when he comes and sits in the cell for whatever until bail, they're Dr. like, yo, Love. Dr. Love. He's
just paging, hey. Dr. Love. Paging Dr. Love.
They're like, hey, what's going on, Jim? How's it going, man? You know, like, it's just, like, one of the regulars.
What'd you do this time, bud?
How does this guy expect to ever become anything serious? He's gonna, his rap sheet's gonna have like, 7 arrests already.
I don't think he's thought that far ahead.
Yeah.
This guy's legit crazy.
He's 19 now, and he started getting arrested when he was, like, 17 for this shit.
Yeah, around that.
I wonder if he can rap. This dude would make a sick rapper.
Why do we think
he's got a solid background for it.
Exactly.
Dr. Love? That's...
Just the jail time.
Yeah. Oh, he could be R&B.
He could be.
Dr. Love. God. Yeah,
dude. And he was
he knows his way around a snatch.
He's probably got some stories. He's probably got some stories.
Dude.
I don't want to hear that. I don't want
to
hear those
stories. If we ever got a chance to interview him, I would definitely go down that road with him.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt.
So does Dr. Patient... confidentiality count with Dr. Love?
No, absolutely not. Yeah, he doesn't have, he was following laws to begin with.
I don't know if I'd say he follows the most common medical practice.
Yeah.
I'm gonna add on to that, Griff. I got a Florida story of the week, man. What is this guy's name? Mac Yearwood. In Stuart, Florida, I think that is that a place? That might be a place. I don't know. Sure. It says Florida. This guy got the cops called on for some domestic violence. Cops get there. He's not there. He's gone. He's on the run. So they put out a wanted poster. So it's only natural. This guy's literally running from the cops. What does he do? He puts a post on his Facebook page.
Of course he does. Stupid son
of a bitch. Shouting out to himself.
That he's on the run. Like,
now, the article says that one of his family members commented on the picture and was like, do you realize what you're doing? Whatever. Of course, he didn't listen. But the cops released a statement. Listen to this statement that the cops released. Facebook is a great way to communicate and connect with old friends and family. If you are wanted by the police, it's probably not a good idea to use the wanted of the week poster of yourself as your profile picture. So he changed it to his main picture. And that, I guess, had all his information about everything. And so the end of this article, too, which tops it off, is... So they had the domestic violence thing. Then they learned that who he was and all this stuff. They learned that he had outstanding warrants. And then when they actually went to arrest him, a bag of weed fell out of his pants. Oh, man. So
of course it did. Why wouldn't it have?
So he actually got like 4 or 5 things compounded just because. Listen, guys, I shouldn't have to say this. I really shouldn't. I mean, Keith, you don't even have Facebook, and I think it's safe to say that you would know. Better than to not make your wanted poster, profile picture.
If I'm a criminal, I'm not going to have a cell phone. Like, I'm just going to, like, if I'm on the run from the police, like, there's no faster way to get caught than to have a cell phone. I feel like you're going to fuck up somehow.
Well, there's one way for sure that you're
wrong. Yeah, you could get a burner, yeah. Yeah,
but they will track if you do a cell phone with your name and your,
account. Yeah, exactly.
Sure. They'll find you.
Well, if you're in Florida, you do the most ridiculous, non-common sense thing that you can possibly think of. Well, maybe not the most, but it's up there.
Oh,
it's up there.
No,
we know that cops, I mean, police stations are regularly Facebook posting. They are regularly tweeting about things. And I've seen multiple, well, this happens on Twitter all the time where they tweet and they're like, or Facebook, and they'll comment. I've seen one guy commented, like, thanks, we'll meet you. Like, you know, he's like, post, like, fuck the cops, they can't catch me. Check me out. And they're like, yeah, thanks. Like, now
this happens all the time.
Oh, yeah. And I feel like it's like, yeah, but it's just like so, it's such a Florida thing.
There's one that's sticking in my head. I think it was a couple of years ago, but a girl robbed a bank, and she goes and posts a video blog or whatever, and of her with all the money and saying she's doing that stupid card thing where she's not actually speaking, but she has it on cards. Like, I just robbed a bank. Yeah. I got all this money. And yeah, she got arrested like an hour later. She was wearing like the same clothes she had in the robbery.
So, like, God, you didn't change.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw one. This was pretty recent. She didn't like the photo that was posted of her. So she posted on the police department's page or whatever saying, use this photo.
Oh, I saw that too. Yeah. That's the most Florida thing you can do. Yeah. That's even funnier.
But this is just like a super vain teen girl.
Yeah.
That was like, yeah, this is an unflattering picture. So I'm on the run. I'm a fugitive.
But yeah.
Change the picture, would you, please?
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Stupid.
So yeah, moral of the story, guys, don't change your profile
picture. I have a question about Florida. Who is the king of Florida now? Is it Lochte or is it Dr. Love?
You know what? I was sticking with Lochte because, you know, as I told you guys, you know, he got suspended, right? 10 months from pool.
Yeah.
But he is going. We just can't get enough of dumbass Lochte, so we're putting him on Dancing with the Stars or something that I don't watch. But I would say Lochte. With this new Dr. Love, I mean, I like Dr. Love a whole lot more than I like Lochte.
Yeah.
I don't know. Dr. Love's definitely, he's challenging for this position.
Yeah. I think he's up. I mean, I think he's edged him out in my vote.
You think so?
Yeah. Because
it's a neck and neck race.
He's in the line to inherit the crown. If Lochte croaks tomorrow, we're crowning Dr. Love.
Well, listen, Lochte's going to be on TV for the next 8 weeks, so he'll find some way to do something.
He's going to embarrass himself, the country, and especially Florida.
Cheer.
But
he's not out there scamming, though. Dr. Love is steady scheming, steady scamming.
Yep. Dude's hustling.
He cannot be deterred.
Lochte ain't hustling, man.
No, he's getting suspended.
Dude, Dr. Love is hustling.
Yes.
So I'm saying, man, steady scheming, steady scamming.
And Lochte's getting, he's getting old. This is a young kid. He is... His prime is still coming.
Yeah, he's got a lot ahead of him.
Yeah.
A lot more arrests ahead of him.
Oh, yeah.
What's next? He goes from the medical thing, then he tries scamming the car dealership. I mean, this guy could literally do anything. Real estate, maybe? Maybe he's going to try and buy like a $20 million mansion or something.
He's running for some kind of elected official in Florida.
Shit. I could see it.
Oh, couldn't you, though?
Yeah.
Couldn't you?
If he becomes anything like that, he will undoubtedly take the title for King of Florida.
I mean, we've had crack smoking mayors in Washington, D.C., so why can't
No. That was Toronto.
No,
bro.
Toronto.
Okay, you're talking about Rob Ford or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was also a crack smoking mayor of D.C.
Nice.
10 years
Nice. Before. Did we do it first?
Yeah.
No. We planted our flag first,
baby. Way before them. Yeah. The crack smoking
You guys
mayors.
Can't smoke crack like us, dude.
Yeah. The only thing is, the D.C. mayor, like, apologized for Rob Ford.
Rob Ford.
I get super drunk and maybe I smoke a little crack.
You know, the city was actually doing really well under him, too.
Yeah, I know.
Dude had no shame in his game, man.
Dude, none at all.
His brother, like, Ron Ford, is also just, like, a carbon copy of this.
Have
you guys ever seen any of the videos of him actually smoking?
Yeah, of him smoking crack. Yeah, great.
The conversations that he's having. He was just like all over the place, like a mile, 100 miles a minute. It's crazy, dude. Okay. Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Some of the things he said.
He says some bad
on
things.
On record were amazing.
Like, yeah.
So he got accused of sexual harassing a secretary or something.
Yeah.
Where he said something about wanting to eat that box or something. And so on stand while defending himself, he goes, I would have never said something like that. I have an all-you-can-eat buffet at home. This is a mayor of a major city.
That's awesome.
And that's what he said.
God, what the fuck's wrong with that guy?
Just speaking truth to power, baby. Right?
He was not playing around.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Rob Ford.
R.I.P.
Shout out.
R.I.P.
Is he dead?
Yeah. Didn't he die?
I don't think he died.
No, I'm pretty sure he died.
I don't think he died, dude.
I'm going to be real sad.
Dude, I thought he had, like, cancer or something, and he died from it.
I don't know.
Maybe. Ford.
I don't know about that one.
Uh-oh, I think he did die.
What? Yeah, is he dead?
Dude, Rob Ford died, man.
He died in March.
What? In March? That was a long time ago. How did I not
March
know
was a long time ago.
Yeah, months that I didn't. I mean, yeah, I would have known.
That. Yeah, that's true. I don't know what was. Oh, you were probably paying attention to basketball.
I mean, that was
man.
6 months ago.
Yeah,
it was March.
Yeah. I'm not sure what got him.
Yeah, he for sure.
He had an abdominal tumor.
Yeah, it was cancer.
And, yeah. Oh, damn. All right, hey, good call there, Keith.
Yeah.
Hey. All right.
Well, R.I.P. Well, R.I.P.
Yeah, all right. That.
Yeah.
Well, on to some less depressing things. Let's move on. We had the Hoosier Store of the Week, a double Florida Store of the Week. And Keith, am I right in saying that you have a Poke Store of the Week?
Oh, yeah. I have a Pokemon Go Story
what
of
you
the
got?
Week.
I play Pokemon Go every day. I play Pokemon Go.
Haven't heard of Pokemon in a while. What's happening?
Yeah, I think Pokemon kind of fell off. I've definitely fell off of it. I don't play.
Didn't they like change much. Some things too?
Well, they are adding new things to it.
Yeah,
I know that.
It just didn't come out fast enough. Plus, I can't pay attention to something like that.
It's a lot of time.
Yeah,
right?
Dude. Yeah.
It's what I was saying again.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Well. Okay, so this is some good coming from Pokemon Go.
Oh, we got a good set, a positive?
Yeah, oh, yeah, positive.
Okay.
A couple of guys from New Zealand going out Poke hunting.
Damn Kiwis.
10:30 at night.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they see this masked man run past them, right? So they track him down and they catch him. The dude had just broken into like 5 cars prior to this. And they sat there and they held him down.
Yeah.
Just waiting for the police to come. So, I mean, it's a positive story about Pokemon Go, but
yeah.
I feel like they could have just been walking around, too.
Yeah,
they don't have to be playing the game.
Right.
But
yeah, that's true, though. I mean, all the stories that we've had so far has been, like, just stupidity or, like, just weird, dumb stuff. But,
yeah.
Nice to have a positive
one
out for the change.
It just sucks that it took a video game to get people out of their house.
Yeah, I know.
That's weird. Yeah.
That's not much of
You got some late night poking and you solve it, bust a
crime. Like, who are these
people?
Don't
get stabbed in the neck.
Yeah. Well, who are these people, though? Like late night Pokemon people.
I don't know. I don't know anybody that does it, so I'm not sure.
Yeah. Like, I just feel like it's not safe walking around staring at your phone.
Yeah. I don't think,
especially at night.
No.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know. New Zealand, though. You're probably right.
Yeah, that is true.
They're probably like all like best friends or something. Yeah. Cool. Everyone's cool.
Good day, mate.
They hugged it out later.
You playing the Pokemon? I can't do it. It's an accent to save my life.
Good try.
Yeah. What do you got over there, Griff?
Shrimp on the bar.
Did you guys hear about
Australia?
This minor...
Same thing, man.
It's not the same thing, man. Did you hear about this minor league baseball player who hit a grand slam? And then he goes out to his car after
yeah,
the game.
Yeah, I did.
That was in Missouri.
Yeah, that was the Gateway Grizzlies, wasn't
it?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
He shattered his own windshield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
that's rough.
What was it? Was that a game winner or was it just a regular grand slam?
I think it might have been like a walk-off grand slam.
Yeah, something big. Yeah. And then, yeah, I found out that it was his own truck.
Yeah.
That's
a bummer.
Yeah, that's weird. That's a weird coincidence right there.
Dude, that would
if I was
suck.
That guy, I'd be buying a lottery ticket right after that.
Oh, yeah. There's
that's
no doubt
some
about
crazy
it.
Shit right
or
there.
Or what about, you hear about Kobe's new thing?
No, he set up
yeah,
some kind
that
of
head,
$100 million venture capital.
Yeah, he set up the capital fund.
That's a lot of money.
Dude.
Yeah, he's getting into like media production and a bunch of
I've heard him say, didn't he say like he wants to be the next Walt Disney?
Yeah, he said something along those lines. Yeah,
are you serious?
He wants to be like, the main.
Wants to be like Mike, but
well,
who doesn't?
Sorry, you ain't Mike, bro.
Yeah.
No, and you're
people
not
gonna
Walt.
Get mad at that one.
Yeah.
You're not Walt Disney either.
Sorry, Kobe.
Yeah.
You're just...
I just find that that's strange.
Yeah, I read
see
a couple...
how that plays
well,
out.
I read a couple articles that within the last like 5-ish years of his career when he knew he like was deeply doing research into things like this, starting his own companies. I've heard multiple people talk about like he would set up his own like interviews with people, like basically do his own networking, do everything
really?
To where he was like really serious about like he himself has said in things where he didn't want to do like the typical like broadcaster or like your TV show NBA guy, like he knows
some car washes.
Yeah,
he's too egomaniacal.
Yeah,
he wants to run the world.
Yeah,
I mean,
Yeah.
And so, he would go after media, too.
Yeah.
That would be his first venture, would be sure. media.
He's trying to rule the world, and then he can also put his face on everything. Yeah. Literally.
So. Oh, yeah, that is true. Well, you could be... He can put his face on anything and people will buy it.
So, I know, But with the media, that's just,
Except so Shaq can't, because Shaq's soda sucked.
Shaq had a soda?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I wasn't aware.
I actually just found, when I moved to this apartment, I had a bunch of old clothes, and I actually had a pair of Shaq shorts. And
oh, dude, the Dunk Mans?
Yeah, the Dunk Mans, and they were...
I love that he does the general insurance commercials.
He does.
Shaquille O'Neal's doing the general commercials.
I think he's got one on too.
Yeah, shout out to Shaquille O'Neal. That dude's doing it.
Yeah, Shaq's the man.
I'm big fan.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's move on.
Yeah.
Before we get to the end, wrap this up here. Do you guys have anything else you want to talk about? I got one. I got something to shout out. But if you guys got something else,
I got a shout out. But that's about it.
Yeah. Let's hear it. What do you got?
Okay. My shout out is. We are recording on September 11th.
So oh, yeah, for sure, yeah.
I wanted to shout out to everybody that helped at the World Trade Center when that all occurred 15 years ago, and shout out to anybody in the armed forces. Thank you. You allow me to get in front of a microphone and bullshit, so thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Anybody,
I will second that.
Yeah, for sure. Anybody that was involved or affected in some way, yeah, shout out to you.
Yeah.
For sure. I've been hearing a lot of stories, reading a lot of stuff. NPR's been doing a lot of stuff of, like, interviews of people that were directly affected or had family members. Really sad stuff out there. So, yeah, for sure. Shout out to everybody.
So, yeah, shout out to all the first responders out there. Oh, yeah. Specifically, I'm going to give a shout out to Buddy Beltman, who just did... 110 stories today.
What?
He climbed like 100.
Oh, he did that today?
Flights of stairs.
Oh, yeah. God.
In full fireman get up with, you know, the tank on his back and all
good
that.
Good for him, man.
What was that?
Shout
for?
Out to you, Chris. It was just, I don't know, firefighters all over the country are doing it.
Okay. Yeah.
Just, you know, raise awareness and raise money. Too,
yeah, I think it was money for.
Damn. So. Cool. Yeah. Shout out to Buddy, man. That's awesome.
Hell yeah.
100 stories. Fuck that. 110. You guys are crazy.
Yeah.
Did he take the elevator down? I would hope, dude.
What building? Well, oh, that's crazy.
Well, I don't know what building.
But did he just go up and down a flight of steps?
Obviously, there's not any building that's even close to that in St. Louis. Like, we get like to what, like 40, 50 stories?
Well, we can't build anything taller than the arch.
Oh, really?
That's why our skyline is so small.
I never knew that. Okay.
Yeah, that's why we're not like in giant buildings. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't know. They did it somewhere. And I'm sure, you probably went up and then took the elevator down and then went up again. And then, that was probably the routine.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. So, yeah, shout out. I can't really compete with the 9/11 shout out, but don't judge me here, guys. My shout out, I'm surprised we made this far. We didn't actually mention this. Shout out to the city of St. Louis, but specifically Nelly. I don't know if you guys heard, but recently, Country Grammar, the album, was just certified diamond.
Nice.
Oh, shit.
Now,
what up?
In order to go diamond, you have to sell, I think it's 10 million or something.
Oh, damn.
Which, especially in today's age.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Now, I can't remember what year that came out. I want to say like 2000.
Yeah.
2000 sounds right.
Yeah, it was 2000. Okay. This is huge. Number one, being from St. Louis, we know, you know, when it comes to St. Louis Kings idols, you know, you got your baseball players, you got your athletes. But when it comes to musicians, we do actually have a lot of big name musicians.
Oh, yeah.
But Nelly is one.
He's the guy.
If you want to name a guy that can literally go anywhere and do anything in the city at any time, it's Nelly. He literally puts St. Louis, as far as on the hip-hop side,
100%,
on the map. Country Grammar was the biggest thing when we were growing up.
Oh, my God.
And I'll tell you what, it happens to every weekend when we go somewhere that's DJ and play music. Every single time Nelly or St. Lunatic song will come on. Country Grammar, the song is almost guaranteed.
I mean, it will live on forever, man.
Forever.
Love that song.
Whenever the Cardinals are in the playoffs, you know, stuff like that, I'm going to be bumping some Nelly hard during that time period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the way it's going to go.
If we make the playoffs.
I'm saying years past. Yeah, I know. Years future, hopefully this year.
Yeah.
So this it really pumped this pumped me up, right? I'm like, this is it's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the list, all albums that are certified diamond. It doesn't say how many there are, but there's a good amount.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to understand, in today's age, it's even harder because this is not doing downloads. But as far as hip-hop albums go, I think there's only 8 that ever made diamond.
Oh, shit.
Two of them were Eminem because he is the most selling rapper of all time.
Yeah. One of them's got to be Jay-Z.
I would think like
the Blueprints got to be in there somewhere.
N.W.A.
No, I don't think that ever did.
Nothing ever went diamond for him?
No, Jay-Z's not on this list.
N.W.A. on there?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
You know, Straight Outta Compton was pretty controversial.
Outkast.
Yeah.
Speakerbox.
Speakerbox.
And a little below. Biggie. Yeah. Tupac.
Mm. I should have figured both of those. Yeah. Snoop on there?
Snoopaloop.
No, he's not.
Really?
No. Huh. Usher is actually on here. Confessions.
Confessions was massive. That was
childhood as well. Yeah. Usher, Confessions, and Country Grammar.
That was like middle school.
100%.
Yeah.
Some Eminem's on here twice. He's got 2 albums on here actually. So that's
which is Eminem. Which 2?
Marshall Mathers
LP and the Eminem Show.
Okay.
Yeah. So Tupac's Greatest Hits is on here, and I believe Boyz II Men. If you want to count, that's not hip hop, but.
I mean, Usher is R&B also.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying if you want to even put those two together. So the list for his genre is super small. So him for him to be on that list, yeah. I mean, it's huge.
That's huge.
I highly suggest you guys, if you're out there and listening, very interesting. If you look at this list of diamond, I mean, these are like iconic. I mean, we're talking Elvis.
Beatles.
We're talking Beatles. Yeah. We're talking Van Halen. Pink Floyd,
yeah, probably.
Legendary stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for Nelly's name's on this list. I mean, he's just some guy from U City. You know, I mean, really. Yeah. It's just like, what? That's crazy. What really surprised me on this list was there was a couple movie soundtracks that went diamond.
Those used to be big. Before our day.
Nelly had one of his biggest hits on a movie soundtrack.
Longest Yard?
No, Shake Your Tail Feather, bro.
Oh, yeah. Bad Boys 2.
Yeah.
Very true.
It's something for the Longest Yard, too.
Boom!
Here comes the boom.
Yeah.
All right, so check these out. These are the soundtracks that went diamond. Saturday Night Fever. The movie.
Okay.
Dope, right? Dirty Dancing.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
The Bodyguard, which is surprising because I didn't really like that movie.
I don't even know what it is.
Was that the one with Denzel?
Yeah, I think that was Denzel, right?
Took care of the little girl?
No, that was Man on Fire.
That was Man on Fire.
The Bodyguard. I think Denzel was. I don't even remember.
Yeah.
The Lion King, which.
That was an amazing
sound.
Yeah. That was Elton John, right? Was it majority of it?
Yeah. That was the one. The one that surprised when it goes somewhere on that route is the Tarzan when Phil Collins did whole Tarzan. I'm surprised at that.
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
Maybe that's what I was thinking of. I don't know if Elton John did the...
I feel like that's when the soundtrack stopped becoming so influential.
Yeah, it's funny because now in 2016, that is not... I mean, it's a thing, but it's not...
Apparently, like they tried... Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad.
Tried really hard to... Trump up that soundtrack, but
That movie I haven't watched it, but it's not good.
Not excited to see it.
But the last two to close it out, movies: Forrest Gump, and Titanic.
The
Forrest Gump soundtrack is amazing. It took me a second to actually think of that.
Yeah,
that's a
great soundtrack. Yeah.
Very
especially when they're going throughout history and it's like the current song.
Yeah, it's just interesting. So go out there, check out the list, Certified Diamond Records, and shout out to Nelly, shout out to St. Louis, because that's really iconic if you think about it. People don't really...
Oh, that's huge, man.
Nowadays, you hear the Country Grammar, St. Lunatics, and you just take it for granted. You're just like, that's... But really, if you sit down and think about it, it's really epic.
When we were in New Orleans, they were bumping Country Grammar.
Yeah, we heard in New Orleans. In New Orleans. And we're talking a song that's 15 years old.
Yeah,
and that's something I always kind of wondered, is it like just...
Is it just a local thing? Yeah,
but apparently not. So.
No, I mean, Hot in Here was like the biggest song of that year.
I mean, I think Country Grammar was so big when it came out.
That was pretty awesome.
I heard
the name, Country Grammar, just explains the Midwest.
Yeah, so shout out. Guys, before I wrap this up, you guys got anything else?
No. I had nothing.
I think I'm good.
All right. Well, then I guess we're gonna sign off. We'll wrap this up. Just a reminder, we're out there, iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, Stitcher. Check us out, ABC Podcast. And I guess we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, see you next week.